Antonia has to take a drink of water, and still she feels as though she might faint. Something horrible has happened. Something has changed so intensely that the world doesn't even seem to be spinning on the same axis anymore. Antonia can feel herself fade in the yellow lighting of Del Vecchio's. She is already becoming Kylie Owens' sister, the one with the two red hair who works down at the ice cream parlor and has fallen arches and a bad shoulder that prevents her from playing tennis or pulling her own weight. "Well, isn't anybody going to say anything?" Jillian asks. "Isn't anyone going to say, 'Kylie, you look incredible, you're gorgeous, happy birthday!'" "How could you do this?" Sally stands up to face her sister. She may have been drinking Chianti for nearly an hour, but she's sober now. "Did you ever think of asking my permission? Did you ever think she might be too young to start dyeing her hair and wearing makeup and doing whatever the hell else will lead her on the same dreadful path you've been on your whole life? Did you ever think that I don't want her to be like you? And if you had any brains, you wouldn't want that for her either, especially considering what you just went through, and you know exactly what I mean." By now, Sally's hysterical, and she's not about to keep her voice down. "How could you?" she asks. "How dare you?" she cries. "Don't get so upset." This is definitely not the reaction Jillian expected. Applause, maybe. A pat on the back. But not this sort of indictment. "We can put a brown tint over it if it's such a big deal." "It is a big deal." Sally is having trouble breathing. She looks at the girl in the booth who is Kylie, or who used to be Kylie, and feels that she's been hooked through her heart. She breathes in through her nose and out through her mouth, just as they taught her in Lamaze class so long ago. "Robbing someone of her youth and innocence, I'd call that major. I'd say it's a big deal." "Mother," Antonia pleads. Antonia has never experienced humiliation quite like this before. Mr. Fry is watching them as though their family is putting on a play. And he's not the only one. There's probably not another conversation going on in the entire restaurant. The better to hear the Owenses, the better to watch the sideshow. "Can we just eat?" Antonia begs.